Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am your host. I am the Archbishop, Dr. Mercia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi. We just thank God for all of you that have taken the time to tune in to tonight's broadcast. And as we move into a new day on the midnight praise, we thank God for just His great and divine ability to have sustained us throughout this particular day. Amen. And we just want to thank you all for joining me tonight once again as we just wait on the Lord. We just wait for Him. Amen. We call the Holy Spirit to come now. Holy Spirit, come into this segment, into this studio, into our room, into this place, Lord God, that you've given us, Lord God, solace, Lord God, to preach and teach your word and to read your scripture. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for the peace that surpasses all understanding. As we keep our minds stayed on you, Lord God, thank you so much, Lord God. You're just so worthy. Thou art so worthy, Lord God, to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, we thank you, we bless you. We truly adore you, Lord God. I truly adore you. Thank you, Lord God, just for restoration, Lord God, and refreshing springs. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to be about your business, Lord God, every way and every day. We thank you so much, Father. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we praise your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So just want to thank everyone for tuning in to tonight's broadcast and just being a part of, you know, what it is that we're doing here on the live radio and television and on the streaming live on even on the LinkedIn systems and the YouTube systems and the Blog Talk Radio systems. We thank you so much for just everything, Lord God, everything that you allow us to do and to be about. We thank you, Lord God, for just another day, Lord God, to worship you and to bless your holy name. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy. Thou art worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. And we thank you, Father, for giving us the opportunity to be about your business. Amen. And we praise your holy name, Lord God. We praise you. We bless you, Father, as we move into another day, into another midnight praise. As we read the scripture coming from the book of Genesis chapter 32. We ended it last night with this segment, and we're going to just bring it back and then move forward into chapter 33 and move forward until we complete this 90-minute segment of praise and worshiping God and reading His word from Genesis to Revelation so we can remember what it is that God has said. Amen. It says, Lord God, in your word that we should, you know, study to show ourselves approved, that we can rightly divide the word of truth. And we should do this in season and out of season, you know, when it's popular and when it's not so popular. So we just thank you, Lord God, that you've given us a mind of Christ, a mind to want to serve you, a mind that just adore your holy name. You're so precious, Lord God. In every way, it's just so beautiful, Lord, as we look at the trees and the lilies of the field, the mountain plains. There's so much beauty in this world that we live in, and we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to participate and to be a part of your beauty, of your world. Amen, and we thank you so much, Father. You're worthy to be praised, Lord God. Thou art worthy to be praised. We love you, Lord God. Bless this broadcast tonight. Amen. As we enter into the room to preach, teach, read your scriptures, and to have the joy, Lord God, in so doing. We said that we should enter into your courts with praise and into your courts with thanksgiving. And we should just recognize who you are, that you are so good, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that you've given us a mind to love you, mind to want to worship you, mind to want to bless your holy name. I really thank you, Lord God, for just for everything, Lord God, that you're doing to your for your children everywhere, Lord God. You're just so amazing, Lord God, absolutely amazing, Lord God. I thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we look forward to this upcoming God's celebration, Sukkot 2023, we thank you so much, Father, for that. And we praise you, Lord God, for giving us another 7 days to worship you and praise you in this year. And we don't take it lightly, Lord God, that you've given us this. Amen. Praise God and bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God. You're worthy. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy, thou art worthy, Lord God, to be praised from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Amen. Amen. Praise God and praise God. Again, thanks each and everyone for joining me as we begin our scripture reading coming from Genesis chapter 32. Amen. And we'll read chapter 33 as well as chapter 34 until we finish the 90 minutes of, reading God's holy words. We thank each and everyone for coming on board, for being with us, and to spend the time in the midnight praise. So much great things happen at midnight, and it's just a wonder that we, have this privilege to just acknowledge God in all that we are doing. It's just a wonder that he gave us the ability to worship him. Amen, and to praise and to bless his holy name. Amen, and so I thank God for this. Amen, and we started in Genesis chapter 1, and we've been reading all the way through until this time. And we just to surmise some of the things that we've found out. We not only found out about the obedience factor, we found out about disobedience, found out about the obedience of several men that listened to the voice of God. We also found out that there were women who also gave up their man to another woman to conceive for them, a child, because they didn't wait on the Lord. That's the only conclusion that I, can say is what they did. They didn't wait on the Lord. Amen. And so we want to really, really look at that and see what we in the 21st century need to do, because we don't need to put ourselves into that posture. We need to wait on the Lord, as God says, wait, I say, on the Lord. Always look into the hills from whence come our help, because our help cometh from the Lord. And as we take the time to look at what God is saying in our lives, is wait, follow his instructions. The promise that are yours to have. If God has spoken to you in your heart, in your mind, and you heard him audibly speaking a word to you, you have to believe it, that it is, and it will come to pass. And don't give up your joy to any other person. Don't give up. Topaz, thank you so much for coming on board. I just thank each and every one who take the time to stop by to hear the word of God. But I want to encourage everyone, don't give up your birthright. Don't give up what God has given you. just to another man or another woman, even a family member. You cannot do these things, because when you do, it's detrimental not only for yourself but to the future generations. It's detrimental to the people that surround you while you live and to the future generation. As you see, the decision that Sarah made with Abram to give her maid to Abram, you know, her husband, you know, they married and that, you know, made it all legal. But it's devastation that has happened. And the older brother was born through the maid and all of this. And 12 years later, here comes the birth child that was promised, you know. And the same thing happened with Rachel that we saw in the last chapter, that she couldn't wait, and Leah, her sister, was having children, and so she gave her maid to her husband, and all of this stuff, and the maid had a child. So Jacob ended up with 11 sons, you know, from his first wife, his second wife, and their maids, you know. So had two bands of people that he grew, but again, the women were not waiting on the Lord. They were impatient on the promises. So here in chapter 32, we find that Jacob's name was changed from Jacob to Israel. Amen. And we find that in verse number 29. So let's begin our segment of scripture reading as going through the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelations. One chapter at a time, one verse at a time. And I pray that you will learn something as we move in through the Bible. Amen. All right, Genesis chapter 32, and it reads, "And Jacob went on his way." Oh, wait a minute, hold up. Yeah, I want to make sure I'm on. Yeah, I'm online. And want to make sure that I can be heard with the, okay, I guess I'm okay. I don't see any problems here. So Jacob, hold on, let me just check. It's really very, let me see if I can do this on the radio. I'll let the, 1 second, let me do, just to make sure I'm, everybody can hear me. All right. Okay, here we go. Finally found it. All right, there we go. All right, now we're live. Amen. So as we begin to read the scripture, "And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, 'This is God's host.' And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir and the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau, thy servant Jacob said, thus I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now, and I have oxen and asses and flocks and men servant and woman servant, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in thy sight. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother Esau, and also he come to meet thee, and 400 men with him. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks, and the herds, and the camels, and into two bands, and said, if Esau come to and one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return unto thy country, and to this thy kindness, and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother for the land of Esau, from the hands of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me, and the mother with the children. And thou saidst, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the seas, which cannot be numbered for a multitude. And he lodged there that same night, and took of them which came to his hand, and present for a present for Esau his brother, 200 she-goats, 20 he-goats, and 200 ewes, and their colts, 40 kinds, and 10 bulls, and 20 she-asses, and 10 fowls. And he delivered them into the hand of his servant, every drove by themselves. Amen. God bless you, Ben Israel and John. Thank you for tuning in tonight in tonight's broadcast. We're reading from Genesis chapter 32, and we're at verse 16. And he delivered them into the hands of his servants. Every drove by themselves, and said unto his servant, pass over before me, and put a space betwixt drove and drove. And he commanded the foremost, saying, when Esau my brother meet thee, and ask thee, saying, who art thou, and where goest thou, and whose are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, they be thy servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold, also he is behind us. So commanded he the second and the third and all that followed the droves, saying, on this multitude shall you speak unto Esau when you find him, and say, moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the presence that goes before me, and afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept me. So went the presence over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night, and took his two wives and his two woman servant and his 11 sons, and passed over the ford, Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook, and sent over that he had, And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the break-in of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joints as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince thou hast power with God and with man, and has prevailed. And Jacob answered him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh, the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh until this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Amen. God bless the reading of his holy word. Now, we're going to move on to chapter 33. If there are any questions, please put it in the comment, or you can call into my live stream radio broadcast. I'll open up the lines. The dial-in number for my guests are 319-527-6036. And please let me know that you can also hear me, because I can't tell unless if you say something. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. I can hear you. God bless.
You can hear me. Good. God bless you, Dr. Freeberry. Thank you so much for tuning in. Amen. Do you want to read chapter 33? I don't know if the other audience will be able to hear you read out loud. I want to take a water break. Or do you have any questions or comments or anything?
Yeah,
I think they should. I think they should. Yeah, I can hear you. They should be able to hear you. I think so. Go ahead. We'll go forward, please.
Yes, praise the Lord, everyone, and God bless. Thank God for the word. I don't really have any questions right at the moment, because I'm just tuning in, because I apologize. I'm washing clothes, but nevertheless, I will read, and then I think I probably will have some questions.
Okay.
Okay, so what am I reading?
Genesis chapter 33, the entire chapter. Genesis chapter 33. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Genesis 33, 1 second. Let me get my back going. Yes, I praise God and thank God for all of you that are here. To God be the glory. Welcome to my King services. I thank the Lord for Archbishop Amati and what God has given her, as I always say, a plethora of things to do and to and continue to advance the kingdom. She's a businesswoman of many things. And we just thank the Lord because that as God continued to advance her, that she share and we grow and we take heed and be doers and see how God will take that she shares with and that you choose as you're led by the Spirit to move forward and help advance the kingdom as well. Amen.
Amen.
God is so awesome. So Genesis 33, We thank God. Okay. And it reads, and Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men, and he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaids. And I'm reading from the King James Version. The handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground seven times until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the woman and the children and said, who are those with thee? And he said, the children which God had graciously given thy servant. Then the handmaidens came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed them. Came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, what meant thou by all this drove which I met? And he said, these are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my presence at my hand, for therefore I have seen thy face, as thou I had seen the face of God, and thou was pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough.
Amen.
And he urged him, and he took it. And he said, let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go there for thee. I mean, before thee, excuse me. As he said unto them, my Lord knoweth that the children are tender and the flock and herds with young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. Let my Lord, I pray thee, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly accordingly cattle that goeth before me, and the children be able to endure until I come unto my Lord, unto Seir.
Very. Mm-hmm.
Fear. Mm-hmm. Very.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Esau said, let me now leave with the some of the folk that are with me. And he said, what needed it? Let me find grace in the sight of my Lord. So Esau returned that they did on his way unto Seir. And Jacob journeyed to Succoth and built him a house and made booths for his cattle. Therefore, the name of the place is called Succoth.
Succoth. That's Succoth.
Yes.
Amen.
And Jacob came to Shalem,
mm-hmm.
a city of Shechem.
Shechem. Mm-hmm.
Shechem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is in the land of Canaan. When he came from Paddan, Paddan Aram, Padanum, and pitched his tent before the city. And he bought a partial of a field where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erect there at the altar and called it
L-L-O Israel.
L-L-O-I-M.
Elohim.
O-I. L-L-O-I. Israel.
Yeah.
And this is the reading of the word of God of Genesis 33, the King James Version. Amen.
Amen. Now we left off last night on chapter 34, and we're talking about Diane now. And John, I want to thank you for still, Neha, John, thank you for still hanging in there with us online. And it says, and Diane, oh, did you have any questions? You said you wanted to bring forth some questions maybe after reading. Everything was clear.
Oh, not at the moment. Yeah, not at the moment.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. And those that are watching online can just send the comments forward as well. And Diane, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and laid with her and defiled her. And his soul clave unto Diane, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel and spake kindly unto the damsel. A first rape, y'all. That's what this means. And Shechem spake unto his father, Hamor, saying, get me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Diana, his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they were come. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out unto Jacob to commune with him. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved, and they were very, very wroth, because he had wrought foully in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And Hamor communed with them, saying, the soul of my son Shechem long for your daughter. I pray you give her to him to wife, and make ye marriages with us, and give your daughters unto us, and take our daughters unto you. And you shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you dwell, and trade ye there, therein, and get your possessions therein. And Shechem said unto her father and unto her brethren, let me find grace in your eyes, and what is ye shall say unto me, I will give. Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give according as you shall say unto me, but give me the damsel to wife. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor, his father, deceitfully, and said, because he has defiled Diane, their sister. And they said unto them, we cannot do this thing, to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, for that we were a reproach, for that were a reproach unto us. But if this will we consent unto you, if ye will be as we be, that every male of you be circumcised. then will we give our daughters unto you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. But if Prophet Charles, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming on board. We're in Genesis chapter 34, and we're at verse 14 when Jacob's sons are deceiving Hamor and Shechem. Verse 14, and it says, and they said unto them, we cannot do this thing to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, for that were a reproach unto us. But in this will we consent unto you, if ye will be as we be, that every male of you be circumcised, then we will give our daughters unto you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you. Amen. And we will become one people. Verse 17 says, but if ye will not hearken unto us to be circumcised, then we will take our daughters, and we will be gone. And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son, and the young man deferred not to do the thing, because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was more honorable than all the house of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came unto the gate of their city and communed with the men of their city, saying, these men are peaceable with us, therefore let them dwell in the land and trade therein. For the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us for wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only herein will the man consent unto us, for to dwell with us, to be one people, if every male among us be circumcised, as they are circumcised. Shall not their cattle and their substance and every beast of theirs be ours? Only let us consent unto them, and they will dwell with us. And unto Hamor and unto Shechem, his son, hearkened all that were out of the gate of his city, and every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass on the third day, when they were sore, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simon and the Levite, and Levi, Dan's brother, took each man his sword, and he came upon the city boldly, and he slew all the males, and they slew Hamor and Shechem, his son, with the edge of the sword, and they took Dan out of Shechem's house and went out. And the sons of Jacob came upon the slain and spoiled the city, because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep and their oxen and their ass, and that which was in the city, and that which was in the field, and all their wealth, and all their little ones, and their wives took them, they captive, and spoiled every, even all that was in the house. And Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, ye have troubled me to make me distinct among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and I being few in numbers, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house. And they said, should he deal with our sister as with an harlot? Chapter 35, Genesis chapter 35. Wow. It's pretty, the biggest fight that came into Israel was because of his daughter being defiled by another nation. And so we're going to see what happened next. The thing that I see, though, is that these men did do the circumcision of all their men because of this, and because the man wanted the daughter. Yes, he did rape her, and he took her, he laid with her. She wasn't married, so back in those days, when this type of thing would happen to a woman, she will never be married, ever. You know, nobody will want her because she's basically soiled, you know. So she would never have children. All that, it's really bad, you know, that they defiled her. But the thing is, he wanted to keep her as a wife, but it still would be shameful, you know, in their eyes. So I think that's why her brothers went after them and, you know, killed all the men of that land. But the thing is, they did agree to do the circumcision. They should not have said to them, well, we'll be one people, and if you circumcise, they should, you know, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? Am I wrong? Dr. Lady Moore, thank you for coming on board. What do you think about that? I don't know what your opinion are about this devastating thing that happened to Israel, his only daughter. What's your opinion? Do you have anything? If not, I'll just move on to chapter 35 and read. No comments, nothing? Okay.
No comments.
Okay. Chapter 35. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau, thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make thee an altar unto God, who answer me in the days of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hands, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the city that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, and that is Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because their God appeared unto him, and he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rachel's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak, and the name of it was called Alon Bakhut. And God heard, and God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Paddan Aram, and blessed him. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac to thee, I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And Jacob set a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spake with him, Bethel. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor, And it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way of Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, that it is the pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the tower of Edar. And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in the land that Reuben went and laid with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12, the sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. The son of Rachel was Jacob and Benjamin. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, was Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Zephrael, Leah's handmaid, was Gad and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob, which were born to him in Padan Aram. And Jacob came unto Isaac his father, unto Mari, unto the city of Arabath, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned. And the days of Isaac were 84 years, and Isaac gave up the ghost, and he died, and was gathered unto his people, being old, full of years, full of days, and his son Esau, and Jacob buried him. Amen. God bless the reading of his holy words. Amen. Well, again, thank you, Nia, John, and Prophet Charles, and Lady Moore. Thank you for still continuing to listen in. And there's others that I can't see that also are online. I thank you all. Dr. Seabury, do you want to continue, or do you want to discuss anything? Or I don't see any comments coming at me online or on my cell phone or anywhere. But if you can you do chapter 36, and then if you get tired, you can tag me and I'll continue reading. We have about it says 26 more minutes to be on the air. If anyone want to call in to speak, you can call into our streaming live online radio. Phone number is 319-527-6036, and I'll open up your microphone. I'll open up your phone line. Do you want to go ahead with chapter 36? No?
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I can give me a break. I'm drinking water. Praise God. Yeah, I think we have enough time for one more chapter as we read through the entire Bible. This one is full of names. So we can actually skip chapter 36, because this is the genealogy of Esau, who became Edom. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of names, and pronunciations of names are sometimes hard reading. Chapter 37, is also. Let's just jump to chapter 37. And we talk about Jacob dwelled in the land, because you have Esau, the twin, and Jacob. So this is how to study the Bible, to actually know the names of all these children. So as you read and you go through from Genesis on to Revelation, you really get an understanding of why we, how we became Christians, you know, how it all came about. It's through the this family, this lineage here. Amen. So let's do chapter 37 and just skip over Esau's generation. Okay. Say that again.
I was taking a swallow of water. Amen.
Okay.
Genesis 37. And Jacob dwelt, and his father was a stranger in the land of Canaan. There, these are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock, with his brethren, and that was with the sons of Bela and with the sons of Sibla. His father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors.
Mm-hmm.
And when brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peacefully unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamt. For behold, we are binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaves arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves should round about and made obedience to my sheaf." And his brethren said unto him, "Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamt yet another dream and told it his brethren and said, "Behold, I have dreamt a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." And he said, and he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamt? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow ourselves to thee to the earth?" And he said, "Brethren, envy him." But his father observed the saying, and his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And the Israel said unto Joseph, "Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send those unto them." And he said to him, "Here I am." And he said to him, "Go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word again." So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem, And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, with thy feet their flocks. And the man said, they are departed hence, for I have heard them saying, let us go to Donathan, Don. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Donathan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Come on, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and he will say, some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into the pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid himself out of their hands to deliver, hallelujah, him to his father's name, the father again. And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. And they said, and they took him and cast him into the pit, and the pit was empty. And they was no water. Okay, let me read that again, verse 24. And they took him and cast him into the pit, and the pit was empty, and there was no water. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked. And behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Galilee with their camels, bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said, speak unto his brethren, what profit is it we slay our brother and concealed his blood? Thank you, God. And Judah said unto his brethren, okay, I'm sorry, verse 27, come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hands be upon him, for he is our brother in our flesh, and his our brother were content. Then there passed by Midian, the Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver and prayed for Joseph his into Egypt. The Ishmaelites 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he rent his clothes, and he returned unto the brethren and said, the child is not, and I shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. Thank you, God. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, "This have we found. Now know whether it be thy son's coat or no." And he knew it and said, "It is my son's coat, and the evil beast has devoured him." Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days, and all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted, and he said, "For I will go down unto the grave until many may nourish me." Thank you, God. Mourning, and thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt, unto Potiphar, an official of Pharaoh's, and the captain of the guard. And this is the blessed reading of Psalm 7. Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to run through. We got 14 minutes to still be online. I think 13 minutes. So I'm going to read really fast Genesis 38 and see if we can jump through it, and then I'll pick it back up again on tomorrow night as we read again. Thank you, John. John, I'm not pronouncing your name correctly, and Dr. Lady Moore for staying with us. Very long legacy. You see what envy, jealousy does among brethren. You know, we see that. And these things, there's no new thing under the sun. So the same thing happened back then is happening even now today. Amen. And the father loved a child more than all of the other siblings. You know, it really hurts, you know, and many bad things and evil things can come from that. So anyway, here we go, chapter 38 of Genesis. Try to read it quickly, and we'll pray us out, and may God bless you all, and may God keep you. Amen. As we are in the Easter resurrection time, amen, Good Friday, all that good stuff is happening this week, the holiest week in the year, and that's where we're at today. Today's the 4th, right? Today is the 5th, 2023. Okay, we're into the new day, the midnight praise. Amen. Here with the Archbishop, and I have Dr. Seabury, Apostle-elect, also with me. And we have Nia John and Dr. Lady Moore and a couple. Ben Israel came in, and I just thank God for all of you. And it says that it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brethren and turned into a certain Adamite whose name was Hira. And Judah said, saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite whose name was Shuah, and he took her, and he went in unto her, and she conceived and bare a son, and called his name And she conceived again and bare a son, and she called his name Onan. And she yet again conceived and bare a son and called his name Shelah. And he was a Shezib when she bare him. And Judah took a wife from his firstborn, and whose name was Tamar. And Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord slew him. And Judah said unto Onan, go in unto thy brother's wife and marry her, and rise up seed to thy brother. And Onan knew that the seed should not be his. And it came to pass when he went in unto his brother's wife that he spilled it on the ground, lest that he should give seed to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord, wherefore he slew him also. Then said Judah to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, remained a widow at thy father's house till Shelah, my son, be grown. For he said, lest peradventure he die also, as his brother did. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. And it, in the process of time, the daughter of Shuha, Judah's wife, died. And Judah was comforted and went up unto his sheep shearers to Timnath, he and his friends, Hira and Adullamite, and Hira the Adullamite. And it came to pass, Tamar said, saying, behold, thy father-in-law goes up to Timnath to shear his sheep. And she put her widow garments off from her and covered herself with a veil and wrapped herself and sat in the open place, which is by the way to Timnath. She saw that Shelah was grown and she was not given unto him to wife. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be a harlot because she had covered her face. And he turned in unto her by the way and said, go to, I pray thee, let me come in unto thee. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, what wilt thou give me that thou mayest come in unto me? And he said, I will send thee a kid from the flock. And she said, wilt thou give me a pledge till thou send it? And he said, what pledge shall I give thee? And she said, thy signet and thy bracelet and thy staff that is in thy hand. And he gave it to her and came in unto her, and she conceived by him. And she arose and went away and laid by her veil from her and put on the garments of her widowhood. And Judah sent the kid by the hands of his friend the Adullamite to receive his pledge from the woman's hand, but he found her not. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, where's the harlot that was openly by the wayside? And they said, there is no harlot in this place. And he returned to Judah and said, I cannot find her. And also the men of the place said that there was no harlot in this place. And Judah said, let her take it to her, lest we be shamed. Behold, I sent this kid, and thou hast not found her. And it came to pass about 3 months after that it was told Judah, saying, Tamar, thy daughter-in-law, has played the harlot. And also, behold, she is with child by whoredom. And Judah said, bring her forth and let her be burnt. When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, by the man whose these are am I with child. And she said, discern, I pray thee, whose are these, the signet, the bracelet, the staff? And Judah acknowledged them and said, she has been more righteous than I, because I gave her not to Shelah, my son. And he knew her again no more. And it came to pass in the time that she travailed that, behold, twins were born in her womb. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, this came out first, And it came to pass as he drew back his hand that, behold, his brother came out. And she said, how hast thou broken forth this breach be upon thee? Therefore his name was called Phares. And afterward came out his brother that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zerah. Amen. God bless the reading of his holy words. And we're going to find out about these
Amen.
these twins. Amen. May the Lord bless you all. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he give you peace and good success this week and both now and forevermore. To you, your family, your household, every one of your kinsmen and kinswomen, I bid peace upon you, not as the world giveth. Give I peace unto you, but as God himself give you peace, a peace that surpasseth all understanding, as we keep our mind stayed on him, as we read through the word of God, not that man tells you, but you read for yourself from Genesis to Revelation, then we'll go through discussions after that. So this is about a year in the Bible, but we'll come back. I've been doing this since 2000, and God has kept us. We're broadcasting on radio and television and on so many different platforms and with Facebook, you name it, we're there. I just thank God for you, Apostle-elect Dr. Valerie M. Seabury, for helping me tonight and reading the scriptures. You, too, have your own ministry. I'm looking for about 12 other ministers to come forward to help us with the radio broadcasting. Also, we have the upcoming Sukkot scheduled for September 29th, the cast call for our movie, the tribe of Benjamin, the tribe of Judah, and the lost tribe of Israel. We'll be filming that in Florida on September 30th. Amen. And prayerfully, we'll be picked up from one of the distributors, amen, in the movie world. But we just thank God for all of you. Just come on, join us. Just give us a call or email me at mkspcg1@gmail.com. Tune in tomorrow night, same time. I only take one day off at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time into the midnight hour in the midnight praise for another segment. Again, we'll open up the line after I've done the entire Bible for comments, and but your comments that are written, I'll definitely respond to it. We've gotten so much impression. I had over 500 impressions from last night's broadcast, so people are downloading, and I thank God for all 110 countries in the world that are listening. Google tell me we have over 95 million people viewing and downloading and listening to the word of God. So I'm just so humbled to be one of the servants of God, steward of his word. Amen. Would you pray us out, Dr. Seabury, please?
Amen. To God
Amen.
Be the glory.
Amen.
Father, we thank you tonight for what has already transpired. We thank you for being God. We thank you, hallelujah, for what you have done and going to do. I pray that all that heard your word will be acceptable and receivable in your eyesight, Lord God, that even by just listening that we will hear what thus saith the Lord, and we will apply it to our lives, and we will see the examples of what you have in Genesis for the generations that already came before us, Lord God. We thank you, hallelujah, for the reading of My King Services and Archbishop Amasi for being obedient to continue to be a doer of your word, Lord God, and that we will continue to be a unified body that comes together, pray together, fast together, and ready to advance the kingdom of God. We thank you and honor you for what you have done and going to do, and we bless your righteous and holy name. And it's in Jesus' name, amen, and glory to God, amen.
Amen, 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 Amen. Glory be to God. And good night to all. I mean, this is powerful, man. This is so powerful. All right, I'm going to end the broadcast. Good night.